So I'll just mention a few popular maras, well-known maras that can afflict us. So we're going along nicely in our spiritual life, and then suddenly we just become full of doubt, which isn't, you know, a healthy, genuine questioning of things to get to the truth. But this, you know, sort of self-doubt: I can't do this. I can't live this life. You know, I can't change myself. You know, it's all a dream. It's all rubbish. I'm just a body. You know, the mind doesn't mean anything. Or doubt in the Buddha's teaching. You just all sorts of things. You just, you know, I can't practice. I can't meditate because, you know, this is wrong and that's wrong and all the rest of it. A classic one: love and sex, especially falling in love. I mean, the number of times Mara loves this one. You know, there you are, you're really positive through your meditation practice and everything's going really well, and then bam, you know, you just fall for somebody. Of course, it's all bright and wonderful and attractive and all the rest of it. However, before you know it, you're embroiled in something which is completely overhauling your spiritual life. Which, of course, you know, you... Yes. Anyway. sleep. Sleep. That topic. Sleep. Sloth. You know, there you are in meditation. You know, it's beginning to take off, and there's something, you just start falling asleep. You just start, you know, just the forces of inertia just go, you know, just to kind of hold you down. And so on and so forth. I mean, the list could go on and on about these different things that can come up that just hit us really hard, and can be hard to recover from. Another thing that Mara really delights in is disharmony. An interesting sutra where it talks about Buddhist practitioners, and it says that Mara is really pleased when Buddhists argue, and you know, not argue in the sense of intelligent debate, but when they fall out and take great chunks out of each other, because they're doing their work for him. So these are all the different kinds of Maras, or some of the different kinds of Maras. So there are so many. So we need to strengthen ourselves. We need to strengthen ourselves. We need to become like that rocky mountain peak that's mentioned in the second verse. The rocky mountain peak that the wind cannot knock over. I rather like that image of the rocky mountain peak. It reminds me of some of the Chinese depictions of the Arahant, the Buddha's disciples. There's a wonderful, I think there's one in the British Museum, what they call the Lohans. It's incredibly, very big ceramic sculpture of this a craggy looking man, in a way, seated in meditation. And Buddhist saints, to use that expression, are often depicted like this, immovable, craggy, too big, too there to be pushed around. I emphasised yesterday qualities like loving kindness and forgiveness and so on, but it's important not to think that that means you become meek and mild and nice. If we're going to get anywhere in the spiritual life, we will need this rocky mountain quality, this rocky mountain peak quality, this craggy quality.